Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Now I'm going back my country home.
Snowflakes are falling, my home's a-calling, tall pines a-humming, Christmas times a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all?
Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. That's right, friend. God is our refuge and our strength. Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3. Well, welcome to December 2016. How are you? It is Joey Kroll with you on this December 1st, 2016. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. How are you? How's that Christmas shopping coming along? I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a great gift, consider the brand new Singing Men of GNN CD. In fact, you can get all three of their CDs for a special gift of $30. Now, if you've listened to Mark and Friends the other day, Mark played some of the songs that that they have on this new CD. I think you'll be blessed by it. I really, really do. Their brand new CD is called Holy, Holy, Holy. You can pick them up at the Great News Radio Center at the Lincoln Square in Urbana, or you can just include an extra $5 with your purchase, and we'll mail them out to you. If you want more details on the Singing Men of GNN CDs, just in time for the Christmas season, just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or visit greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the homepage you can see three Singing Men CDs right there on the screen there, greatnewsradio.org. Speaking of the Singing Men, they got their very first Christmas concert taking place this Sunday at Victory Church in Camargo this Sunday night, 6 p.m. So if you have some time this Sunday night, make some plans to be part of this wonderful Christmas concert with the Singing Men of GNN. Victory Church, located at 103 East 2nd Street in Camargo, Illinois. You can get more details on that at greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. This past weekend, we put up our Christmas trees at church. We did that. That looks very nice. We still need to do it at our house, though. We got one of those difficult trees where you don't want to put up because you have to put it together, you know, like latch by latch. You know what I'm talking about? Those you have to just put it together. It just, it doesn't really motivate you to put it up. We're just kind of dreading it. Aubrey and I are just looking at each other, just really debating, just put up a nice little small tree and not get caught up in that. But yeah, we got that coming up. I know people put up their Christmas trees like right after Halloween, the first day of November. Some people really get into that, and yeah, we do too. It's just an overwhelming task. Amen. Yeah. Well, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, I know last week we celebrated Thanksgiving. In fact, for the Christian, Thanksgiving isn't a one-time holiday. Amen. So we're going to revisit and talk about Thanksgiving even after Thanksgiving, because it should be a way of life for the child of God. So we're going to be talking about giving thanks to Almighty God right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you, and a pastor challenged his congregation the Sunday after Thanksgiving and said, whoever gives the most during this Thanksgiving offering will be able to choose three hymns that we'll sing this morning. And there's an older lady in the congregation who gave a check for $1,000 to the church. And so the pastor called her up and said, come on up, sister such and such. And thank you so much for your gift to the Lord, to the church here. And now you're able to pick three hymns today. And her eyes opened brightly. She looked over at the congregation and pointed to the three most handsome men and said, I'll take him, him, and him. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I know we just last week celebrated Thanksgiving around our dinner table. And honestly, for the child of God, Thanksgiving isn't a one-time holiday, but it should be a way of life. Amen. It really, really should. And today we're going to talk about choosing to be thankful. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 17. If you have your Bible today, Luke chapter 17. I'll give you a second to turn to that if you're able. Don't turn to it if you're driving. Yeah, we don't want to get into a lawsuit there and so forth. So just if you're driving, just listen to the word, okay? Luke chapter 17, talking about thankfulness today, choosing to be thankful. Luke 17. Going to look at verse 11. It says, while he was on his way to Jerusalem, that's Jesus, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give God glory except this foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. You know, in Bible times, leprosy was a horrible skin disease. Now, my understanding is it's still around today. I think I saw something just a couple of years ago that there's a ministry that really ministers to those with leprosy. I think I saw that somewhere, but it was a horrible skin disease that really ostracized the victims from their friends and family, because they were, and if you study the Old Testament, whenever somebody had leprosy, they were to be kind of taken out of the community so that others will not catch the leprosy, since it was a contagious skin disease. So it says here in verse 13 that they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And verse 14, and it says, as they were going, they were cleansed. Verse 15, now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And honestly, when we read this passage, we think, how could those 9 men be so ungrateful to not even turn back and say, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, right? Yet, far too many times we're guilty of that same sin of unthankfulness. I mean, if you really think about it, spiritually, our condition was far worse than the physical disease of leprosy, right? We were not diseased. In fact, the Bible says that we were spiritually dead. We were slaves to the world, slaves to Satan, slaves to the passions of our own sinful nature. But God, in his great mercy and love, reached out to us and forgave us our sins through the death of his Son. Yet how often do we give thanks for our salvation? You know, it is in our best interest to be reminded that everything we have, friend, is a gift from God. Without gratefulness, we become arrogant and self-centered. Think about that. Without thankfulness, without gratefulness, without gratitude, whatever word you want to put in there, we become arrogant and self-centered. Let me read this to you from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Let me read this to you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding to you today. Otherwise, listen to this. When you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Let me drop down to verse 17 of Deuteronomy 11 here. It says, otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth. Friend, without thankfulness, without gratefulness, without a heart of gratitude to God Almighty, we become arrogant and self-centered. I mean, sometimes we can get so caught up in the blessing that we forget about the blesser. And we're called to be thankful in all circumstances. Let me read this to you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 here. We're called to be thankful in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 16 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? Give thanks in all circumstances. Can I be honest with you today on this Thursday? It is easy to be thankful when you get the word that you're getting a promotion. It's easy to be thankful when you find the parking spot. It's easy to be thankful when you're in the waiting room waiting to hear if it's a boy or girl. It's easy to be thankful when you receive the healing. It's easy to be thankful when your bank accounts are full. But let me be brutally honest with you today. It's hard to be thankful when the healing doesn't come. It's hard to be thankful when you have to bury your loved one. It's hard to be thankful when you lose your job. It's hard to be thankful when your spouse tells you that they don't love you anymore. And in those circumstances, friend, we're called to give thanks. And you're probably thinking, you have lost your mind, Brother Joey. You want me? That's a pie in the sky statement. Friend, not at all, because you and I can thank God in every circumstance because God is in control. He can bring good out of evil. He can turn around any foolish mistake that you and I have made. We can thank him, praise him, and give thanks to him in any circumstance because he promises to never leave us. He promises that he'll never forsake us. He promises to give strength to the weary. And in those circumstances, we can give thanks because of who he is. We can come to him and say, God, I thank you for this circumstance. This hurts. This is not fun. But while it's out of my control, it is certainly not out of your control. Because when we give thanks to him in even the toughest situations, we keep a kingdom and godly perspective on our issues, don't we? When we purpose to thank God for everything that he allows to come into our lives, we keep bitterness at bay because we cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time. I don't know if you ever read the book, The Hiding Place by Corey Ten Boom. Great book, by the way. If you're looking for a great read, that's it right there. She relates an incident that taught her to always be thankful. Her and her sister Betsy was transferred to the worst German prison camp they had seen. And the barracks that they were staying at were overcrowded and filled with fleas. I mean, it was horribly flea infested. And they were reading 1 Thessalonians 5, the passage we just gave. And Betsy suggested that they stop and thank the Lord for their new living quarters. And Corey said, I refuse to give thanks for this flea-ridden place. But she finally succumbed to her sister's pleadings and so on and so forth. But it was a miracle of God, by the way, that Corey and Betsy were able to smuggle their Bible into the camp. Because if the guards found the women holding nightly Bible studies, they can pretty much be killed on the spot. But at that time, no guard ever said anything. And it was until several months later when they had learned the reason why the guards would ever come into their barracks was because of the fleas. So we need, friend, to keep a kingdom perspective on our issues, on our problems, on those tough situations of life. When we keep a kingdom perspective on our issues, we're more apt to thank him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Psalm 106, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. We are called to give thanks. There's always a reason to give thanks to Almighty God. Scottish minister Alexander White was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit, and he always found something for which to be grateful. And one Sunday morning, the weather was so gloomy, so cloudy, so rainy, that one church member thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to be thankful on a wretched day like this. And much to his surprise, Minister Alexander White began by praying, we thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this. Friend, there is always a reason to give thanks to Almighty God. That's right. We are lifting him up today. Thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Crowell with you. Just want to quickly remind you as we begin a brand new month, December, would you remember us with a special year-end gift to Great News Radio so we can end this year in the black and start next year on the right foot, consider sending in a special year-end gift to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click the donate button. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's Friday, praise the Lord. Mark and Jason will get you through your Friday for Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, though, as you're doing your Christmas shopping, trying to find that parking spot and hustle and bustle, just remember, in the midst of all of that, that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.